There you go. All right, everyone. I note the date is April 19th, and it is 12:30 p.m. It's time to start our VCC meeting. We'll start off by calling the roll.
Sure. Steve Bergeron.
Present.
Tony DiMaggio.
Present.
Laverne Toombs. Absent. Julio Guichard.
Here.
Heather Veneziano. Absent. Rob Pearson. Absent. Gabrielle Verdure.
Present.
Ashley King.
Angela.
I'm sorry.
Present.
Her too.
Angela King. Thank you. That's 5 members constituting a quorum.
Thank you. Next up on our agenda is a review of the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes that were circulated? I think we have some Architecture Committee minutes and full commission minutes from the month of February. Does anyone have any corrections or comments? Is it time for a motion on the minutes?
We make a motion to approve the minutes.
Do we have a second for that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed, the motion passes. Next up is the chairperson's report. That's me. I just have 2 items to note. First, the Louisiana State Museum and many of the fine folks in our preservation community continue to navigate the uncertain path ahead for Madam Johns. Please stay engaged with this project. How the building is interpreted and the scope of work for the current repair campaign are still being discussed. Archaeology is in progress at the front of the building, as far as I know, and our director will have a little more information on that in his report. Finally, today marks the one-year anniversary of my time as chair of this commission, and I just wanted to thank you all, staff, fellow commissioners, property owners, and residents for sticking with me. I thoroughly enjoy our time together, and I remain committed to our mission.
Thank you. For real.
So now we'll have the director's report.
Yes, so I would like to do a brief report on Madam Johns. I was just speaking with Commissioner Guichard, who represents the Louisiana State Museum, that this information is a bit secondhand. I was not at the meeting. This comes from Robbie Cantalosi, who provided a report, so I just want to share this. So I've also asked Commissioner Guichard to respond if any of this is not correct, and he can fill us in with more information. Afterwards. At this meeting, the facility planning, or the, I guess it was the Architecture Design Review Committee, they recommend that the project be completed as the building exists today, except for the brick piers, which replace the wall, provided the archaeology work now funded by the Friends of the Cabildo confirms that this was the condition at what they refer to as the federal period, which would be the early 19th century. The consultant who was hired, Mr. Larry Wilson, recommended that a wood frame wall be installed at that location temporarily until the historic structure report is complete. There seemed to be some discussion about whether or not that would be something that would be durable over the amount of time that might need to stay in place. So I'm not sure how that would end up being resolved. They are not sure when funding would be available for the historic structure report, so that might be problematic if it took some time to get the funding. It sounded like you had some information.
Yeah, no, the board, the museum board, voted to take $100,000 from the Irby Trust Fund in order to be able to pay for the study.
So that wouldn't be quite so long-term for them to get started, which is great. The consultant, Mr. Larry Wilson, and the State Museum Facility Planning recommended that the project shut down within the contracted scope and then resume based on the findings of the HSR and then select the restoration approach to the project. So that would be more aggressive than just restoring the building to what it is in its current form, I believe. So that will be interesting to see how that gets designed, what elements would be retained, or which ones would be modified to represent a restoration to a particular period of time. And a structural engineer has been retained by the architect, and this was the architect who's working with the contractor on site. And there is some concern about the structural engineer working for the architect. This might affect his ability to be independent and not necessarily beholden to the positions of that particular architect. So does that sound correct, Commissioner Guichard?
I'm not sure on the last part.
Okay.
I'm going to take a note and find out.
Okay. If there's anything you'd like to add, that would be...
No, that was pretty much
okay,
it.
Great.
You should have done the study at the beginning, not in the middle.
Yeah, well, I do think that would be a great resource to have for the museum. So are there any questions? And you're correct, there is archaeology going on now, or maybe completed, but I know that was present. Yeah.
As a glossary, yes.
Okay. All right, any questions, comments on the director's report? All right, thank you, Brian. We'll move on to new business. The first item up is 1231 Bourbon Street. Do we have an applicant present?
That one has been taken off the agenda. It actually does not need commission approval.
Okay, all right, off the agenda. Next up is 1226 Charters. Do we have an applicant present?
It seems we don't have an applicant present for either 1226 or 1220. However, I think they are pretty basic and it's been heard by the architecture committee, so...
Yeah, I think we ought to hear them. So let's have the staff report.
Sure. 1226 Charters is a blue-rated building. This is a proposal to construct a new electrical closet on the side elevation of the main building. Application materials received March 28, 2023. This application, as well as the next on the agenda, are nearly identical proposals for these two matching buildings in the row. The proposals include the construction of an electrical closet around the existing electrical panels, measuring approximately 1 foot 4 inches deep by 8 feet 10 inches wide, and 8 feet tall. This proposed closet is located on the barracks elevation of the building, set back from the front of the building approximately 20 and a half feet. The small structure is shown with a painted standing seam metal roof, beadboard cladding, and simple door hardware. The doors are shown in the same material as the wall cladding. Staff notes that for a blue-rated building, the guidelines require commission level review for the construction of a new shed structure. The Architecture Committee heard this application at the April 11, 2023 meeting and forwarded it to the Commission with a positive recommendation. Staff recommends approval of the proposal with any final details to be worked out at the staff level.
All right, thank you. Since we don't have an applicant present, Commissioners, do you have any questions for the staff about this application?
At your committee meeting, did you guys ask, does the applicant know the condition of the wall that they are going to be attaching this to?
I've been out there and it's in good condition. Before Hurricane Ida, there was some sort of makeshift thing here. This is much more, much cleaner, looks a lot better. Everything's sort of in there, looks a lot better.
And typically, the reason why it's come into commission, because I'm sure there are a lot of these all over
Blue-ray.
But it's specifically here because it's a blue-rated
building. Because of the rating of the building.
There's just a concern of it's a historically significant, and we want to be sure that we're not constructing something that won't adversely affect.
Mm-hmm. And the guidelines require it for a blue-rated building. Okay.
But these are fairly typical. You see them in a lot of carriageways, you know.
That's the only question I have, just the condition of the wall.
And I was going to ask, and we don't have a detail of how the top of the little standing seam shed roof attaches to the existing building?
No, but I can definitely get that during the review, because I think that is important, how that's going to flash together.
Okay, Commissioners, any other questions? I have a question for the staff. I imagine there's a stud that's going to go up against the masonry wall. Is that going to get lagged in with masonry anchors? Is that typically how that happens?
We can certainly find out.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to tell you, I think that the motion from Architecture Committee was with details at staff.
Yeah.
So there are some, you know, some more details that we can get. Absolutely.
Okay.
Maybe they're anchored in, or this wants to be more freestanding. I think that could be possible.
Okay. All right. Commissioners, any other questions?
Is the makeshift one that was there before Hurricane Ida, was it, did it collapse or was it removed?
It fell down.
So, yeah,
yeah, there were pieces of it when I saw it, when I went out there.
I was just curious.
I don't think it was constructed very well to begin with.
I was curious if it was something that, due to its condition, situation, if it would have been grandfathered in for them to repair that, because obviously this is a much better and more thought-out approach than...
It did not have a door or anything like that. I think it was just like sort of a roof. And,
Well, overall, better.
It was
better
a pile
condition
of
to have.
Yeah, when I saw it, yeah.
Thoughtfully constructed. Thanks.
Okay.
I do have another question. The rear of this building, is this some alleyway, a means of egress for occupants of back of the building?
Do you remember?
It
I think
may
it's pretty
be,
wide back
but
there.
But it is. I know the alley is quite wide. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wide. I don't remember thinking that this would affect if it was open.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at site plan, and it looks like once the doors are open, they stay open.
Well, no, I think the intention is for this to be any permanent, it'll be always closed except when it's been in use.
Right. Yeah.
And latched.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty tight.
I like the minimal selection for the hardware, and I guess my only thought is, since this is not a historic structure, does it make any sense to consider a finish that maybe blends in with whatever approach they're taking to the beadboard siding, as opposed to something that sort of looks like a black or oil-rubbed bronze? I'm not entirely certain that would be necessary. I mean, that's something that's just a staff-level item, obviously, would... default to your preference.
Yeah, it could be just to make it totally minimal and blend in.
Like, I don't think it needs to be painted out, because that's just like a maintenance thing, but
yeah.
If it's something you consider at the end of the day, obviously, like, yeah, whatever you think.
Yeah, could it be something that's a little bit more concealed, where you just sort of put your hand in and knock it out? I mean, if it is something that, you know, if it's appropriate to make a lot of that go away, hardware.
You know, maybe, I guess they want a lock on it, though.
Well, Entergy now meters it remote,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
So they don't need to have it open.
Fire department might not want it locked. Mm-hmm.
It might just be a flush mold.
That's what I was looking
at. They didn't need a lock.
But we can, again,
yeah,
we can do that at staff too, yeah, if that's the way you're leaning.
And I feel that if you're getting like a little bit more construction details, it'll be obvious whether or not something like this barrel lock could be, or cylinder lock could be used, or if something else might be a better option.
Okay. All right, any further discussion? Do we have any public comment? I see no public comment. Commissioners, any final discussion? Is it time for a motion?
I make a motion to conceptually approve the electrical shed with final details to be worked out with staff, including any appropriate hardware. That might make sense for this.
Okay, do we have a second for that?
A second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? The motion passes. Next up is 1220 Charters. Let's have the staff report.
Sure. So 1220 Charters is also a Blue Rated building. It is a proposal to construct a new electrical closet on the side elevation of the main building. Application materials received March 28, 2023. This application is nearly identical to the one just reviewed for 1226 Charters. This proposed structure is the same size and constructed with the same materials as the ones proposed for 1226 Charters. The structure on this property is on the opposite Governor Nichols side of the building, but otherwise all aspects appear to be the same. This property is also blue rated, so the proposed new structure requires commission approval. The Architecture Committee heard this application at the April 11th, 2023 meeting and forwarded it to the commission with a positive recommendation. Staff recommends approval of the proposal with any final details we worked out at the staff level.
Thank you. Commissioners, this one's pretty much the same as the last.
It's just the same question.
Thanks. Yes. For your, there you go, the size of the alley. It's a little more evident in these photos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To be able to see.
Yes, the same thing. Just the condition of the wall. We've already talked about the hardware, and even if, you know, if it is an egress issue, if and it's something just to look at too, like if there could be something to make it self-closed, because you know how you open it up and something like closes, all of a sudden it's an obstruction. So those are just my comments, and the same comments from 1226 on the hardware as far as just reviewing it.
All right. I do note that in this image on slide 21, there's some mechanical equipment in the alley that appears to be probably at least equally obstructive as a door in the 90-degree position. So this must not be for egress, and that's not something we need to concern ourselves with anyway. All right, commissioners, any other comments? Do we have any public comment? Seeing none. Are we ready for a motion?
In the matter of 1220 charters, I move for conceptual approval with final details and selections to be finalized with staff before permit issue.
All right. Do we have a second for that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Next up, under appeals and violations, is 625 Dauphine Street. Do we have an applicant present? Looks like we do.
Sure.
Let's have the staff report.
625 Dauphine is a green-rated main building with a green-rated detached service building. This is an appeal of Architecture Committee denial of a proposal to retain gas lights and other lighting installed without benefit of VCC review or approval for application materials received December 9, 2021 and October 5, 2022, respectively. Staff notes that although this application was denied at the October 5, 2022 Architecture Committee meeting, it is only now being heard by the Commission due to several requested deferrals of the applicant. Issues with the property date back to July 2021 when a stop work order was posted after extensive work was observed without permits. In the months that followed, an additional 4 stop work orders were posted for continuing work without permits. Although the majority of the VCC-related issues have been resolved, with the exception of decorative lighting being heard today, cap flashing, and a keypad system, no permits were ever issued by the building or electrical departments for any work, interior or exterior. Staff still has concerns that none of this work was properly permitted or inspected. Regarding the decorative light fixtures, staff counts 3 decorative gas lights having been installed across the front of the building, 2 additional gas lights having been installed on the side of the building above the alleyway, 2 gas fixtures having been installed on the rear elevation of the main building, approximately 8 fixtures having been installed on the detached service building, and approximately 12 fixtures having been installed around the perimeter wall and pool for a total of approximately 27 decorative gas fixtures total on the property. Regarding decorative lighting, the guidelines state that fixtures should be compatible with the building in terms of its style, type, and period of construction, limited in number to avoid a cluttered appearance, located near a focal point of the building, such as the primary entrance door, installed in a manner that's harmonious with the building's design, such as evenly spaced on a balcony, gallery, or porch bay, or centered on or around an element such as a door, carriageway, or window, scaled appropriately for the proposed location, and constructed materials appropriate to the building's period, type, and style, as well as the lighting design. Based on these guidelines, staff finds the current installation of decorative fixtures excessive and suggests that at most 3 or 4 decorative fixtures are likely appropriate for this entire property. The applicant has stated that the 3 decorative gas fixtures on the front elevation replace 3 previously existing electric fixtures. Photographs indicate that these decorative fixtures were installed between March and August 2016 by a previous owner without permits. On the side elevation, it appears there was previously 1 decorative fixture compared to the 2 now installed. On the rear elevation, photographs show that 2 decorative fixtures have been in these approximate locations since at least 1992, although the new fixtures do not match those previously existing. A similar condition is seen at the service building, where there were approximately 5 previously existing electric decorative fixtures on the building and are now 8 gas fixtures. The 4 decorative fixtures around the pool appear to predate the current ownership, but again were converted from electric to gas. The other approximate 7 or 8 fixtures around the perimeter of the property are all brand new installations. Although it is not entirely clear when all the decorative fixtures were installed by previous owners, and their numbers are still excessive compared to the guidelines, staff had previously suggested that retaining the now gas fixtures in the locations where fixtures were previously documented may be an approvable compromise. This would not include the 3 fixtures on the front elevation, which are clearly documented as being installed in 2016. For this age of building, staff does not find decorative gas fixtures particularly appropriate for installation on the front elevation. At the October 25th, 2022 Architecture Committee meeting, the committee agreed with the staff recommendation that the now gas fixtures that can be documented as replacing previously existing electric fixtures could be retained, but the committee denied the retention of the decorative fixtures that were documented as new installations, including the 3 decorative fixtures on the front elevation of the main building. If the applicant followed the staff and Architecture Committee recommendations, this would still leave the property with a total of 12 decorative fixtures, which is still significantly more than the guidelines would recommend. Instead, the applicant is appealing the denial of the new fixtures and seeking retention of all 27 decorative fixtures installed around the exterior of the property. Staff recommends that the commission uphold the Architecture Committee decision.
Thank you. Applicant, please state your name, address, and relationship to the property.
Charles Zimmer. Property address obviously is 625 Dauphine. My address is 935 Gravier, Suite 1702. I am counsel for the property owner.
Do you have a response to the staff report?
Look, nothing that we haven't put in the record before. Obviously, relying on pictures to establish what was there before, but the property owner has submitted the invoices of what was done, which was take what was there, convert them to gas. Gas lines were already at the property, so there were gas lights before that had been converted to electric at some point. So the property owner put those back. The 3 across the front of the property were there when they purchased the property. As I said, it's been there since at least 2016. Those again were converted to gas from electric bulbs. Initial proposals suggested they should use electric can lights at the front because they were acceptable in the 1960s, although aesthetically that wouldn't seem to be as appropriate. They submitted historical documents showing that gas lights were appropriate at that time period. Because the oldest pictures they showed actually had a gas street light out in front, showing that obviously the style worked back a long time ago. The history of the stop work orders, I think you said there was no permit issued. There was a permit issued for the gas lights, not from DCC, but from safety permits. And the owner did not understand that that was not sufficient for his purposes, and certainly got crossways with DCC. That's obviously being handled through the proceedings in front of the administrative court. So that'll work itself out, and I can only request that the failure to do it right the first time shouldn't preclude the decision later to have it properly approved. So we will ask that the lights be retained. Again, the number that has been cited does not correspond with the actual evidence submitted regarding changes that were all brought to the light manufacturer to be converted. They've only added, forgot the number, it's in the record, they added like 3 and some additional lighting in places. It seems to fit all the guidelines. It was certainly not excessive light, as they're not very bright. But again, we request that they be allowed to keep the lights and get a permit so that they're properly done to this time.
All right, thank you. Commissioners, do you have any questions for the applicant or the staff?
I think it's important to note that the question regarding the lights on the front of the building don't have to do with whether electricity or gas at the time that the building was constructed was typical, but a lot more to do with the way that these were installed, as well as the fact that they, in that location, gas lanterns would not have been installed. So whether or not gas was typically used at that time period, the way that these lanterns are, the style and the size and the location they were installed are anachronistic to the time period. And so I think that preservation best practices, as well as the guidelines right now, have as an important element to not promote any false history. And so gas lanterns at that time period would have been centered around focal points or points of entry, as opposed to just evenly spaced across the front of a building. And with the style of the building, this avet vault, which is the piece that hangs over the sidewalk, wouldn't have had it. So I just think that that's important to note, because yeah, electricity wasn't used back then, but that's one of the reasons why very minimally decorative, as minimally visible as possible, electrical lighting is one of the best practices today for illuminating your building, is because no one's ever going to think that that was something that was original to the house. Where if someone looks at this and they don't have a huge, you know, background in building construction of this time, they would say, they would think that these are historic, or that these would have ever historically been there. And it does degrade the truly exceptional significance of a building like this, and the French Quarter in general, and its historic significance, you know, really should be allowed to shine and not be muddied by false history. So.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony. Commissioners, any other questions or comments?
Just one more thing. How many of these fixtures were converted from gas to electric or back to electric versus the new fixtures that were installed by current?
My count is, I believe, 12 that were previously existing, and I guess the other 15 that were all new. So 12 existing and converted versus 15 brand new, 27 total. But there's not agreement, I guess, on those numbers.
Mm-hmm. And we're recommending that those be retained.
Which ones? The 12?
The convert, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The 12.
And then the 15, were those reviewed at any time?
Maybe by the Department of the Mechanical Department, between safety and permits, but not by the PCC. Again, that was before my owner. So for my owner, what he replaced was there. I think, I guess the time period you're referencing is what, the last photograph that y'all have?
I based it off the listing photos for when the property was for sale prior to purchase from your owner.
We don't know when those pictures were from. Take
it. Most would assume it was, you know, pretty recently. You don't, you know, list a property and then install a bunch of new lighting to, and then not take pictures of it.
I deal with these pictures in court all the time. I'm not involved with them, but obviously no way they came from. The local judges like to use very old pictures to represent what modern property looks like for campaign purposes. But that's what the invoices that were submitted were the actual payments for the conversion. That was the actual record of the work done for the owner's house.
So
and
the
only
work that owner has done is conversion of existing.
They added one on the side on the way, and I think there's one more that they added. We have a whole diagram that was submitted that listed which ones were new, and which ones were converted, with the invoice receipts to show which ones were converted. But yes, definitely wasn't they didn't add 12 or 15 or whatever that number is. Not disputing that at some point in time that number is accurate.
But yeah. There's one or two or three that your owner installed.
Yes.
With UCC.
No. All is part of the same. This is all part of one project.
Okay.
And I wanted, and just in response to the last comment that you had made in your presentation, we are not saying that these lanterns represent excessive lighting, because we agree that gas lighting is minimal.
Right.
It's decorative in nature. It doesn't really contribute any significant lighting or security to an area. It's just pretty. Our issue is the anachronism of the fixtures themselves, and the fact that that's not the way gas lighting would historically have been incorporated into a courtyard such as this. And so those locations are inappropriate. So it's more about the fixture. If you want security lighting, and if you want, you know, any other kind of landscape lighting, we absolutely encourage that, and we can work with you and your client to find appropriate discrete fixtures that will provide, you know, appropriate aesthetic lighting, security lighting, but and not decorative in nature.
Commissioners, any other questions, comments? Do we have any public comment? I see no public comment. Commissioners, is it time for a motion?
May I ask one final question?
Sure.
To the applicant. Obviously, we were here because of the appeal, but I was wondering if in any of your conversations with your client, is there any situation where they would be amenable to trying to work out retention, removal, list that as opposed, like, or would everything just be immediately, you know, like, or is it just like that's not what I wanted? We're gonna, you know, go through the process of appealing it all.
I mean, they had asked what other options there were. Honestly, there hasn't really been another proposal that was available. I think in some of the earlier notes, they had recommended like even one light on the front of the house. And, you know, maybe a different number in the back. They're open to whatever is, you know, possible. They, again, I'm not saying it's correct. It was improper to not give the right permits. They thought that because the lights were there, that converting them would mean they must still fit because they're the same ones, and the ones that were new, they had built by the way, would be the exact same as what was there. So they're open to options to make it work. Right now, they just really haven't had any options. And the staff, I understand, was upset about the way that they got here. Completely, I get that. I'm not trying to dismiss that. But rather than going to the city council, they would love to find a way to actually make it work. So they're definitely open to options.
Well, I mean, I think as helpful as the staff really truly are in all cases for applicants, it is the applicant's. It's on the applicant to propose something, and based off of all the conversations previously. But at the end of the day, the applicant really does have to propose something that then gets approved or not approved.
Fair enough.
But I do think at least just saying this as one person, so everyone else obviously might, you know, disagree with me, but I think that they're, you know, especially considering that several of them were previously there as electrical lights, and if there is documentation that they have the exact same gas lanterns placed, I think, as the staff report suggested, there is a way forward where, you know, not all is lost. But I absolutely agree with the staff report on the lights on the front of the building being particularly difficult to feel could be acceptable because of the high visibility and the fact that the feature that they're attached to is so prevalent in the French Quarter that it's really kind of setting up a very bad precedent, not just as a decision, but just for the French Quarter in general and the amount of people that would see it. So if there was any kind of situation forward that maybe understood that the highly visible front and side elevations of the main building were off the table.
I can bring that back to the original people that worked on this and see. And for proposals, if you could give me a little bit of direction of getting warmer, what, like less, smaller, different style. I understand the number of them is an issue. I have no style whatsoever, so I don't know what looks good or what doesn't, but
you know,
I'm happy to bring back.
If you were going to propose a deferral so that, you know, we can work with the applicant, it might be helpful if there was, and I think that you have provided this and maybe something that we have in our records, where there's a easily understandable diagram that identifies all the locations of the ones that were converted, that were, you know, the staff is agreeing could be retained,
And then if there was part of that document, a proposal from you and your client over which of the other fixtures you would really feel strongly about keeping for whatever reasons. And then maybe there would be some opportunity for a little bit of negotiation there. If there was some that were less visible from the public right-of-way, you know, if, let's say, the ones that are on the front elevation and in that alleyway were removed, because those are highly visible, then maybe the commission or the architecture committee could be amenable to a compromise where there were certain other ones in the more private area of the courtyard that would be, you know, potentially better taken.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
And I feel like if those are ones that had previously been there, that the owner just switched out for gas instead of electrical, I do think that makes it in the specific condition something that would be worth discussing and considering.
Sure. And well, we have submitted a diagram previously that lays out what was tied to the invoices of what was new and what was a replacement, so we can work from that same one to the record and make a suggestion. Yeah, I can bring that back. That's doable. Thank you.
All right. Great. Commissioners, any other comments, questions? Are we ready for a motion? Did I already ask for public comment?
Yeah.
I did. Great. So it is time for a motion.
May I suggest that you put a time frame in your motion? This has been going on for quite a while.
All right. Who's got a motion?
Time frame in when
this needs to be resolved. It's supposed to be going to adjudication next week?
Yes.
Again? And we're sort of waiting on this process.
And to be clear, the adjudication, in terms of, you know, there's a penalty for not following, getting a permanent property, we can move forward with that. And the client has acknowledged, like, okay, I didn't know that rule was right there. They don't mind being penalized for not following the process. So
I mean,
I don't want to hold that up.
No, we would rather see a resolution.
Fair enough. Yeah, they want a result too. They're tired of paying me for gas lights.
No, I mean, the idea is to, you know, compliance, not to find people.
They ask one more question, which is typically the materials have to be in 2 weeks before the meeting. These meetings are every 2 months, based off of the, I guess we've seen this at the architectural committee level, but not at this level before. I was wondering if, because of the scope of this project, it would be possible for them to get materials in before the next meeting.
This can be approved at architect. The only reason we're here with you guys is because it's an appeal. It's an appeal to retain. Because remember, at architecture, it was denied, so he's here.
Okay.
Only because we're here, sitting here right now, only because of the denial. Otherwise, this can be handled at architect. Or staff, if we come to.
Well, I think that this needs to be. This needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only reason we're here is the denial.
I'm not sure if I can do this, but I would like to make a motion since I've been talking the most.
Sure. I love that.
In the matter of 625 Dauphine, I'd like to move for a deferral if the applicant would like to make a proposal based on the conversation today that could be approved at our special committee level, then they would not need to return to the full commission if, you know, they're able to find a resolution in that.
We can get that done before the next meeting. So you need 2 weeks in advance?
That's every 2 weeks. So do you want a month? I'll give you 30 days. That's two meetings for the special committee.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Great. Do we have a second for that motion?
A second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the nice new seats. Whoever got those,
you're very welcome. Next up, under appeals and violations, is 905 Royal Street. Do we have an applicant present?
No, and this is an appeal for hardship, so I need to be here. I think they need to be here, Nicholas.
I would agree. I mean, I don't know what other path we really have without someone here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We would request a deferral.
Or maybe defer it to the next meeting. If they don't show up, then it goes to adjudication.
Yeah.
we've pushed adjudication back specifically because she said she wants to come here for hardship. So we've reset it already several times.
So they've reset adjudication numerous times because of her hardship.
Okay. So what do you recommend, staff? Do we defer?
I think we have to defer. I really need to hear from the applicant.
Okay.
Is there some way we can say in the record that if they don't appear at the next commission here, is that legal, Tommy?
I was going to actually suggest that.
If they don't appear at the next meeting, they go straight to you. Okay.
To make sure that they get notice.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Wasn't that said at the last commission meeting, though? Wasn't that your statement
last
time?
It was my statement at the last meeting. Oh.
Did they get notice?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, get notice that failure to show up would result in denial.
No, but we can put that in.
I think that should be put in.
It will be denial.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So failure to not show the next meeting. Okay.
All right. Commissioners, do we have a motion?
I'd like to move for deferral. With a time limit of until the next meeting, and notification to the applicant that if failure to appear would result in an automatic denial of the appeal.
All right. Do we have a second for that?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Last up on our agenda is ratification of architectural committee and staff action since the Wednesday, March 22nd BCC meeting. Has everyone had a chance to review that document? Does anyone have any comments or questions? All right, are we ready for a motion to ratify?
I propose a motion to ratify.
All right, do we have a second for that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. That brings us to the end of our agenda. The time is 1:12 p.m. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you all.
What, Mr. Gong? I guess that's portable.